Well, Eurovision is on its way, and in a couple of minutes we're going to be joined by somebody in Kiev who's watching it all. I want you to get excited about Eurovision. Start texting in about it. You don't have to just text in about the serious stuff here. You can always text in about, you know, who you want to win Eurovision. Do you think Australia will ever win Eurovision? This is, of course, the biggest question. Are we ever actually going to win? Are they just sort of letting us participate just, well, you know, for some other reason? Now, it's a Friday night in May, and people all around the country are getting ready for a weekend of football. In fact, people are pretty obsessed with football, especially where I live in Melbourne, where people are pretty crazy about it. But one game this week will be a little different to the others. Port Adelaide and the Gold Coast Suns go head-to-head in Shanghai on Sunday, the first AFL game played for premiership points in China. Keith Thomas is the CEO of Port Adelaide football team, and he's there with us now. Keith, welcome.
Hello, Patricia. Thanks for having me on.
How's the team feeling ahead of Sunday?
Look, fantastic. The guys flew in on Wednesday, and they had their first look at the new stadium yesterday up close, and they were absolutely thrilled with it. Justin Westhoff, one of our players, said, look, this surface is as good as any in Australia that we play on, and the stadium has been designed so that it has a uniquely Shanghai feel about it. So we're feeling like it's going to be a great weekend, and as I say, it's quite historic.
It is quite historic, but it's all obviously a very different vibe to playing footy in Australia. Is there a sense about that among, you know, footy teams, feeling kind of like this is a bit different?
It is different. I spoke to Travis Boak about it, who is our captain, and you know the way that he relates it is it's not dissimilar to a grand final or one of those big games where there's more media attention. There are differences that occur as a result of the game. They had to travel further. They're in a different hotel than normal. They're in a different clearly in a different city, but. The mindset is, I think, the right one, which is if you embrace it for what it is, which is an opportunity to visit and play in one of the great cities of the world, it really is something that you'll be able to think back on and really savour as part of your career. And you get into that sort of mindset, you know, all those little things that are different about it become positives as opposed to negatives. And they haven't had any issue at all in the trip, and they can't wait to get out there.
And has this already proven to be a financially good idea, given you're unveiling a new Chinese sponsor?
Well, it is. Look, the bottom line to us from the AFL was that this game needed to break even, and that's no easy challenge because it was the cost of the game is about $4 million. So if you put that in context, that's one game, $4 million, and we were given the challenge of finding that. Now we've been able to attract about 20 partners to the game, 12 of whom are Chinese partners, and none of them had ever invested in AFL before. So I think that says that there's an appetite for our game over here, and the way we're thinking about this is that every one of those 12 Chinese partners is looking at this game as an opportunity, and our whole engagement strategy as an opportunity, and those opportunities will go in all sorts of different directions, all I think equating to growth of some form in our game and in our businesses, and I think that's a great show of support already.
There's been quite a lot of effort put into making the team feel at home and making sure they're quite insulated from their surroundings, really. Importing Australian food, for instance. Is that like a thing? Have you really done that?
Now, what we did was we came over the past 12 months to the hotel that we were going to use. We formed a really strong relationship with the management here, and they learnt about what the needs of a professional athlete from a dietary point of view and just an overall environment, so that when the guys arrived here, they were provided with exactly what they need. And what people, you know, probably fail to understand is that the food and the liquid that goes into an athlete as they prepare for a game is really highly regulated, to the nth degree. And so we just wanted to make sure that even though they were coming into a different country, that the variations that they found in their normal dietary needs weren't changed too much. And I think that's just being, you know, professional and minimising any risk. But having said that, we're eating Chinese banquets. We're eating different.
I was about to say you can't go to Shanghai and not have a couple of dumplings. Like, if I was those players, I'd be like, "Don't bring me this food. I'm in China."
Yeah, don't feel sorry for them. But they're like the robots. But the 5,000 travelling Port Adelaide fans, I can tell you, they're not restricted in any way. they're experimenting with the food every night and day. So,
So 5,000 have gone along for this game.
Yeah, there's between 5,000 and 6,000 people flying out of Adelaide for this game, which we think is quite phenomenal. And we're seeing them arrive, and they're floating around, having the time of their life. So it's a really good thing for our club, and I think for Australia and the game.
It is. 5,000 to 6,000 fans. That's not a bad effort. Hey, thanks for coming on the show, Keith.
My pleasure. Thanks for your support.
Keith Thomas there, the CEO of the Port Adelaide football team. He's in Shanghai for the game between Port Adelaide and the Gold Coast Suns on Sunday, the first AFL game to be played for premiership points in China. And seriously, would you go to China and not get a dumpling? I mean, no, you wouldn't.